Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Gary Penn. Welcome to my podcast. I am just a quick reminder. I'm sure you wouldn't be listening if you didn't know who I am. I'm a therapist. My main office is in Brentwood, the suburb of Los Angeles. And I see my client base is what I call high-functioning neurotics, men and women just like you and me, and struggling, trying to figure life out, but people who are intelligent, successful, but still have problems, you know, big problems or small problems, and they're all, even a splinter in your finger can, you know, just take up so much of your attention and your time that it's hard to just to function sometimes with little problems. And I work with couples and I work with individuals. Why is my life not working the way I want it to? Why can't I figure things out? Why is it so difficult to have, you know, the job that I want, the career that I want, the money that I need and want, and have family relationships that I would like to have and be successful in all these things? Excuse me. And we're trying to figure this out. We're just trying to figure it out. And sometimes it's just very vexing. What I've noticed in my practice is that a lot of people, at least the people that come to see me, and you know, why do you come to therapy? If you're in therapy now, or you're thinking of starting therapy, why? One of the reasons, a big reason why people come to therapy is because of relationships. Now, some people are in relationships and they're trying to better them, or they're trying to figure it out, or. But there's a lot of people that I see, I don't know a lot, but a nice percentage of my client base comes to see me because they can't figure out how to be in a relationship and how to be in a successful relationship. And I see it, I see it all the time. People who I look at and, you know, they sit, they're just 5 feet from me. They're just sitting on the couch and they come to see me. And these people are lovely people. Like, I'm not seeing really disturbed people. Every once in a while, you'll have someone who's got some really profound issues. But most of the people are just lovely people. They work hard on themselves. They come to see me, and they're psychologically, you know, curious, and they work on themselves. Some of them have a lot of money. Some of them don't have a lot of money at all, but they try to, you know, put some things together and come to see me and make it work. And they take time out of their day and they dress well, they look good to varying degrees, but they look fine. And they come to me and they say, Gary, it's so hard for me. It's just so difficult for me to get into a relationship, to find someone, and it's one of the hardest things, and it's a vexing problem. Now, certainly we discuss it, we unpack it, and there's a lot of reasons within each person, right? I mean, we know this. I think one of the problems that we have these days, in this day and age, is the society we live in. So much of dating is through the internet. It's just a big deal, and so I want to talk about that before we get into other things, but I do want to talk about that because it's such a big part of how we connect with people. You'll just see kids 10 12 13 14 they'll be in a room, you know, playing, watching television while the Xbox is on their phones, talking to other people or playing games with other people. It's just so funny. They're texting, they're Instagramming, and, you know, there's another person right in the room with them, but they're both looking at screens. So it's a real interesting thing that people do. So let's talk about the internet. For those of you that are putting yourself out there. And listen, I am not one of those people that is an internet dating expert that, you know, really, really drills down into the internet and all the differences. But I do have some ideas that I think are important. So let's talk about the traditional dating websites, because there are different ones now as well, as I'm sure you know. The traditional OkCupid, the traditional Match.com or eHarmony or, you know, Zeus or Plenty of Fish. I mean, there's a lot of them that I hear about that people, when you put your profile up, what I really think that people should do is keep a very short profile. Very, very short. And I would really state what you want. I'd be very clear about that, in the sense of the people that I see that are complaining about the internet are people that are looking for long-term relationships, that want to find someone to couple up with, right? To fall in love with, to have a relationship with, to travel with. That's what they want. Like, you know, we know that the internet is kind of like, a lot of times people look at just to have sex with people and to have hookups and to kind of have very casual, superficial relationships, which is fine if that's what they want. But if that's what you want from the internet, then you probably don't have a problem achieving that. The people that I see that are having issues are the people that really want to be in a long-term monogamous relationship. And, you know, we're so busy these days. We go to work, we get up, da-da-da-da-da, that a lot of times we find that through the internet is the way that we make connections with people. So one of the things I would do is I would just simply have a very short profile. Hello, this is me. I'm this. I'm an interested, curious, cultured person who is athletic and has an appetite for life, wants to meet my best friend and lover, looking forward, you know, to meet someone who's intelligent and educated and blah, blah, blah. I'm not interested, and I would say this very clearly, that I'm not interested in short-term casual relationships at all. Looking to meet a substantial person where I can move forward with my life. And I would say that. And I would not say much of anything else. Like, I like Frank Sinatra, or I like, you know, hiking and ballooning. And, you know, I would just not, I would leave that alone. We know, I think you know, I know, that when people look at the web on if they click you, they click you because of what you look like, because of the picture that they see. And so I would really just keep a very short profile, and then I would say, you know, hopefully we could just meet and see if we like each other, if you're interested, and that's it. A lot of times what people do is when someone reaches out to them on the internet, they exchange emails or they exchange phone numbers. And it's interesting, but a lot of the people that I see start having a conversation with the other person. Now, that sounds a little crazy. Like, what's wrong with that, Gary? Well, nothing's wrong with that per se. But people start to have, like, real conversations, and they'll say, well, I talked to this person for 2 hours, or I talk, you know, and then we texted during the week, and then we're trying to figure out, and how's your day going? And they start to reveal a lot about themselves on the phone or over the internet or over texting or what have you. And I really think that's a problem. I think you get, sometimes in the cyber world, when you see someone, it's kind of like a Rorschach, and you kind of put into them what you think you want them to be or you hope them to be. And there's a lot going on that when you meet someone when you connect with someone and you're just talking on the phone or through the internet, it's kind of not a real sense of who's in front of you. It's just not a real sense of who's in front of you. It's because there's so much information that you get from sitting across from someone, from meeting someone, from looking them in the eyes, and to see, are they telling the truth about age, about weight, about how they look or how they feel? Do they look around, or do they focus on you? Are they fidgety? Do they have bad teeth? You know, whatever it is that we want to see. So when we have limited time, let's not develop a relationship based on all these phone calls that people see. It's a surprising number of times I hear people, they have a lot of conversations on the phone before they meet. So my suggestion is that when you, if someone connects with you, you connect with them. When you connect with somebody, I would not start having these long conversations. I'd say, look, you seem like an interesting person. Why don't we meet for coffee or a cocktail and see if there's a connection there? We could just do it for 30 minutes. If it's for coffee, we could just meet on the Saturday, meet at a Starbucks, a coffee bean, go for a cup of coffee and see if there's a connection there. And don't go through all these kind of, if the people want to start texting you or calling, you say, you know what, I don't want to do that because I want to see you. I want to look you in the eye. So don't take the internet part of it and make it bigger than it should be. If you use it for what it's good at, connection, that's great. So I strongly recommend that. And then I don't recommend that you go out for dinner with somebody, or you commit to something that will take you a long time. I really think that what the way to go is for you to simply say, let's meet for 30 minutes. And of course you could extend it, but simply that. But I think it is important to meet someone to see what the connection is, to see what the attraction is, and to see if what they're saying about themselves is really true. Because you know and I know that it's really face-to-face time that really gives us a sense of, is this person someone that I want to proceed with? So that's a big deal. And I'm repeating myself now, but don't have a lot of connection over emailing and texting before you do this. Another thing that I recommend that you do is that you say what you want. You know, it's so interesting. People are so freaked out of saying what they want. Oh, well, I don't want to scare this person. I don't want to, like, they start talking to me about what they don't want. I don't want to scare this person away. I don't want to scare this guy away, or I want to scare her away to think I'm, you know, all I want is I want to fall in love with them. And I think you have to go forward with what you want. And I think that you should, on the first meeting, really have an important conversation with this person. A lot of people are afraid to, like, you know, really have a substantial conversation. They just want to be light and easy and friendly. And, oh, you know, I like this group. I like this band. And I like traveling. Yeah, last summer I went here and blah, blah, blah. And that's where they go with the meeting. But they don't really kind of get into who are you? Where are you in the world of relationships? What are you looking for at this stage of your life? And really just looking this person in the eye and say, tell me about how you understand yourself, dating, and the world, you know, specifically. And people say to me all the time, Gary, I just don't want to scare this person off. I don't want him or her to think I'm too needy. And I just don't get that. If I say to someone, let's say I'm, I don't know, a 35-year-old man, and I really want to get married and have a family, right? So let's say I've had my fun, and I really want to get married and have a family. And that's what I want. So I go to see my therapist, and I thought, it's so hard to find someone that I can connect with. So if I meet someone, and I will ask her, I'm saying, what are you looking for? Or if she asks me what I'm looking for, what I would say to this person is, I'd say, well, what I would hope is, I would hope that I could find someone, and if you want to know what I want from you, well, my hope would be that I could fall madly in love with you, get married, and have a family, if that's what I wanted. And if you're a woman and you say that to a guy, and women will say, oh, I don't want, you know, this person to think I'm desperate. Why is that desperate to say what you want? You're not saying that you want to marry this guy after you've met him for 15 minutes. You're simply saying an intention of what you want for your life. And I don't think you need to be ashamed of that. I don't think you need to be fearful of that, make excuses for that. I think it's fine for you to say, I really want to find my, you know, my soulmate. I really want to find someone who I could fall deeply in love with. And if a guy starts to get jittery, right, starts to freak out, if a woman starts to freak out, then that's information for you. Like, there's no bad result that comes from that. If you see a person flinch, you see a person kind of, oh, freak out. Wow, well, that's pretty intense. Well, I don't know why that's intense. Like, think about it. If I was just for a hookup and I said, well, I just want to, you know, have fun. I want to find someone just to have good sex with, and I'm just kind of in a sexual curiosity phase. Why is that not heavy? I met you for 20 minutes and I'm saying I want to sleep with you. So that's heavy, I think. That's kind of a big deal. Right? I want to see you naked. I want to share all these things. But to say this is what I'm hoping for, this is what I would like to have happen, I think it's saying something to the universe and to yourself and unabashedly saying, this is what I'm hoping to achieve in my life. And I don't have the time, the bandwidth, the energy to go out with someone for 5 or 6 dates or for 2 months or 3 months or 4 months and then find out that this person really is not in a position of wanting to have a deep relationship, that they're just kind of dating, playing the field. You know, if you go out with a 35-year-old or 40-year-old person or a 29-year-old person or whatever, and you say, what are you looking for? They go, well, I don't know. I'm not sure. Let's say you're a woman who's 32 or 33 years old and you want to have children. I think on the first date and you meet a guy who's 37, 38, and you're talking with him, I think you should say right away, not right away, as soon as you sit down, say, so what do you want for your life? What do you want for your life? Right? So, I don't know. I mean, you don't know. You're 37. You don't know. Like, do you want to have children? Well, maybe. Now, think about that for a minute. If you're a 37-year-old man or woman, if someone says to you, do you want to have children, and you're ambiguous about it, not really sure, well, that's an answer. You're 37 and you don't know whether you want to have children. And if you're a 32-year-old female, do you want to be with someone? Do you want to start a relationship with someone who's ambiguous about wanting to have children if, in fact, you really want to have children? Well, the answer would be, if the guy is the right guy for you, say, well, look, I'm 37 years old. I do want to have a family. I do want to meet someone that I can, you know, connect with and who is family oriented. And that's something that I have a high value for. And it's just the opposite. If you don't want to have a family, you want to find someone of like mind as well. So my what I'm trying to get across to you is, stop trying to like manage the situation. Don't try to manage it. Well, I don't want her to think this. I don't want him to think this. I don't want, you know, these people to, you know, to think that. Say what you want. Put it out there in the universe. If you want a long-term monogamous relationship, say, this is exactly what I want. And if you're talking to me and I start to get, you know, look around and dart my eyes and get really like confused or very jittery, that's information for you. It's information for you. Oh, all right. You know, it's really weird on the internet right now. You know, sometimes it's just so tough. It's like, you know, a lot of times I'm hearing about these websites where it's just a swipe, you know, hot or not, or there's a new one, J Swipe, where it's like a Jewish website where it's just a picture, a photograph, and you know, if you like the person, you swipe one way, and if you don't like the person, you swipe the other way. So people are just being discarded. And it's so, like, it's so problematic for at least the people that I see that are really wanting to, fall in love and really wanting to move forward in their lives. It's really such a big problem for them. And the other problem people have is, you know, if you meet someone on the internet and you meet them and you start, you know, having a date or two with them, if there's the slightest like problem, the slightest flaw, the slightest anything, for those of you who remember the Seinfeld era where if a woman's hands were too large or she did this or she spoke this way or that way, they would just not, you know, cross her off the list. Like there's another guy, another girl, just a click away. So it's like you don't, it's like it's so there's so many choices that you really it's so frustrating to people because they go out with somebody and then all of a sudden the person falls off, you know, just goes AWOL on them. And a lot of times it's because, well, there's another person. They're talking to five people at once. And it's such a stressful thing for so many people. So I'm suggesting that you say what you want, you be clear about it, and you talk about, you know, these things to people. Say, yeah, internet dating is tough. And you say what you want, and that's a big deal. The other important thing that I think needs to be looked at is that when you like someone and you start to date someone, that you really think very clearly. Again, if you want a long-term relationship, if you want to hook up, hook up. But I think that people these days really have, especially with the position of what's going on with the internet and everything like that, is that you don't sleep with someone for a while, right? That you wait before you go that route with somebody. This isn't a moral position. I don't care if you just want to hook up with someone, do what you have to do. That's fine. But if you are looking for a relationship that's important for you, that's going to have some legs underneath it, that you wait. I have my, I'm sure people who know me, I've talked about this many times. I have my 8-date rule that I really recommend, that you wait a minimum, not a maximum, but a minimum of 8 dates before you decide to sleep with someone. Doesn't seem like a lot when I say it, right? It's like 24 hours with someone or 25 or 30 hours with someone before you go down that road. And the only reason why I say this, one of the biggest reasons why I say it, is that if we like someone, we get, or as we start to get to know someone and we like them enough to date them 2 or 3 times, then if we decide to sleep with them, that really does affect our emotional understanding of that person. It's a very intimate thing to do, to be naked with someone and to have someone either to enter them, to go inside of them, or to be have someone go inside of you. And if that, you know, if that time with that person where you're just totally naked and totally vulnerable, if it goes well, we start to really fill in the gaps. You know, generally, when we like someone, we minimize negatives and maximize positives. But if we really like someone, we, you know, and then after we sleep with them, especially, we do that so much more if the sex is good. So we start making excuses for the other person. Well, she didn't do this because, or I just guess she's busy, and that's why she didn't call back. And things like that, and we start making excuses for them, and then we allow behaviors that we really shouldn't be allowing into our lives if we're looking for a substantial relationship. We make excuses for the other person. So if you wait minimum of 8 dates, I really do think that people reveal themselves if you give them a little bit of time. That people, you know, you could shape change, as Chris Rock says, put on out the representative. But you can't keep that going over and over again. You can do it for a while, but eventually who you really are, eventually comes forward. So wait a bit before you do this. Talk to the person, get to know them. I think that's a big deal. Another thing is, it's a little bit in line with this, a little different, but when someone does something that you don't like, if I call you on a Monday and I say, hey, or I text you, I say, hey, it's Gary. Let's say we've gone out on 4 dates or 3 dates. Just wanted to see what you're doing, wanted to give you a shout out, say hello, what have you. And let's say I do this on Monday at 9 a.m. and I don't hear from you till, let's say, Wednesday evening at 11 p.m. or Thursday, right? I don't want to say, why didn't you get back to me or what was going on? Because if I do, or if you ask someone why they didn't call you or why they just didn't call you for 7 days or why they did this, they will give you an answer, right? They'll give you an answer. And the answer is, well, I was busy or I lost my phone or things that are just silly. If you ask someone why they do something, they will always give you an answer. So I'd rather you not ask people why questions. I think when something happens that's a bump in the road of this relationship, this nascent relationship that's starting, I'd rather you say to this person, you know, that really doesn't work for me. When I reach out to you at 9 o'clock in the morning and you don't get back to me for 2 days, right? It really doesn't work for me. I don't even ask why, because you know, and I know that if I reach out to you at Monday at 9 and you're busy, when you go to the bathroom, you know, text me. Hey, Gary, I'm slammed for a couple days. I'll get back to you Wednesday night or Thursday in the morning, best, you know, and that's it. But you don't, you know, if you ask why, I'll give you some reason. And if I ask, you know, listen, that really is problematic for me that I, you know, it doesn't work for me that you just, you know, didn't reach out to me for 5 days. If someone says to me, well, I can't believe you're so needy, or someone says to you that, they get all upset by that, then again, that's information for you. Instead of being afraid of, I don't want this person to think that, if I would think that, if I don't call you for 2 or 3 days and you say, you know, Gary, I texted you. I mean, you just needed to let me know that you were busy. If I consider that really needy, then that's information for you. So find out where this person's at, because if someone said that to me and I like this person, I'd say, fair enough. You're right. And that may be because of I'm anxious about the relationship. I think maybe that you're going to leave me, or who knows why I would do that. But I could simply say, fine, fair enough. And I may feel a little pressed by that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I would respect it. I would respect the person. They're saying, you know, listen, just be decent here. You don't need to call me in 15 minutes. You don't need to call me, reach out to me till the end of the day. You could reach out to me at 7 p.m. when you get home from work and say, look, really busy. Tomorrow's going to be busy too. I'm going out to a dinner tonight. I'll reach out to you tomorrow. That's it. And if I get needy, like you don't call me in 15 minutes, again, that's information. And that's, why don't you get back to me? And that's something that you'll as well say, that's odd. This person's soup is objectively needy. So don't ask why did you do something or why didn't you do something? Just say, you know what, the fact that you did it or you didn't do it is bothersome to me. We should talk about it. I know a lot of you are saying, wait a minute, I've only known this person 3 times or 4 dates or 5 dates. Do I, you know, is it too soon? You know, when people talk to me about that, I actually respect what they say. Is it too soon? Am I being weird about it? But when people didn't stand up for themselves and the relationship played out without them saying something, almost always it was to what they feared. Yeah, I wasn't really that interested. Yeah, I was backing away. Yeah, I was this. So very rarely is it that they just needed, you know, time or whatever. Usually I would say 95, and I'm not exaggerating here, percent of the time something shifted and the person didn't get back. Well, every once in a while it's just bad habits, but even if someone has bad habits, tell them, you know, knock it off. Just like I said, just text me and say, slam till tomorrow, I'll reach out to you then. That's all I need. And if I need more, then maybe I am needy, and that will be understood as well. So really start to think about that. And so it's, you know, oh boy, I can go on and on for such a long time on how to get relationships going and how to keep them thriving. It's one of those things where I think that you have to be in touch. People get so beaten down and so discouraged. I think people are just so freaked out because it happens to everyone that, you know, you just flip a swipe a certain way and you're on the internet, I'm on the internet, you're reaching out to all these guys, I'm reaching out to all these girls. And it's like so weird to know like what's going on. If you're talking to some guy and you kind of like him and you've seen him a couple times, is he seeing somebody else on the internet? If you go out with him Saturday, was he out with someone Friday? And what does that mean? And it's kind of like, okay, like you're one of those shows like America's Got Talent or, you know, The Voice or the Dancing with the Stars, like all these judges, and you're hoping to get picked, and it's so bloody stressful. Ask. You go out with someone 3 or 4 times, you say, so tell me about dating. Where are you at? Are you dating other men? Are you dating other women? And again, if I think it's needy, then I don't know if that's needy. I think it's a fair thing to do. I've dated you 4 times. I'm thinking about you. I obviously like you. So where are you at in your life? You know, do you have an ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend? I mean, is someone still, you know, tugging at your heartstrings? Protect yourself, because when you get to a certain age and when you get to a certain time in your life, you don't want to spend 2 or 3 or 4 months with someone or 5 or 6 months with someone or a year with someone who that when you look back on it, you realize, you know what, there was always a sell-by date with this person. I just didn't want to see it. I just didn't want to see it. I wasn't able to see it. But there was always a sell-by date with this person. We always have 20/20 vision in the rearview mirror. Be courageous. Ask the right questions. Be honest. Be open. Put out there exactly what you want. Don't put out there what you don't want. When you go dating, that sounds weird. When you start dating, do it with an open heart. With an open heart, with optimism. I know it's hard when you've been beaten down and you've been hurt. But I think it's important that you say what you mean what you say, that you're very clear about it, that you wait before sexualizing the relationship, and own it. And stop being afraid of what the other person's going to think. Let me think what I need to think. If you say, if I'm a single guy and you say to me, Gary, yes, I'm looking to, you know, find my soulmate, my best friend, my lover, have a family. If I freak out over that, fine. Why are you afraid that I would freak out over that? So I freaked out over that. Now you know where I'm at. And you'll say to me, you know what? I don't want a guy that's going to freak out over that. I want a guy that's going to be excited by that idea. Not necessarily you have to be excited about me, that you want to marry me, but who's excited about that prospect, who's looking forward to that truth for themselves. Because if not, why do you want to go out with me or someone like me if I'm that person? I'm listening to myself right now on this podcast. I'm thinking I could go so much deeper into this, so on and on and on. But I think this is a good starter. So I'm going to stop myself right now because I have so many ideas about this, and I know it's such a big problem for people. So I'm going to stop. I'm going to say I'm going to stop more than once, apparently. And I do thank you for listening to my podcast. If you like any of my podcasts, I do hope that you will send a link to people and so I could have 1 million people listening to my podcast. My narcissism is never matched by reality, but wouldn't that be fun if it did? Anyway, thank you for listening. Until next time, this is Dr. Gary Penn. Be well.